Welcome back. This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, campus community radio from Simon Fraser University. You're tuning into Slumber Party, and I'm DJ Coco.
And I'm DJ Star. Right now, we are going to continue our talk on evolutionary theory and gender roles. And we gave you a bit of a run-through of the studies that have been updating the man, the hunter hypothesis into potentially, you know, woman hunter hypothesis. But, you know, it's a bit controversial too. And we can get into that later, maybe another day. I don't even know how much time we have today.
We'll need a second episode for this for
yeah.
sure.
Ooh. The NSYNC.
I was surprised at that for some reason. I was like, ooh.
Stop with the filler noises and words.
No more fillers. Shoot. It's getting to me now.
No more fillers. Starting now. So we're going to talk about gender bias and dogma in evolutionary science now.
Oh, no. We got 2 seconds. Okay.
Oh, no.
We're going to go as normal. We'll try again next week. So after we've talked about the female hunter, you know, we're going against all the previous consensus, and we know that a lot of pop culture is dependent on this previous consensus where, you know, man dominant hunter and female submissive, you know, gatherer, and this has just spread to a level, I feel like, in pop culture that is not correct. I mean, in my opinion, I've just been recently reading as well about articles of, especially in the couple last, in the few, like, last few years, where people, there's girls and women on TikTok or social media going back to this, you know, trad wife, this traditional wife, lifestyle, and feels pretty backwards, but maybe it isn't backwards, maybe it is, we still don't know.
They're looking for answers, I think, too. Like, nobody truly can understand what gender means in this day and age and how to act as a man or a woman, or if it matters, or if there's a difference, or if there's similarities. Like, there's a lot of questions surrounding it, so I think that's also why there are trad wives, because they're like, okay, what can I think of that's gonna bring me back to how I think my gender should be, or how it was, as a solution in a way for the question of gender. But yeah. Anyway, that's kind of a side note.
Side note, yeah. For going on from the article, you know, it is hard because it is for that specific period of time, and there are different theories and evidence for different periods of time. But the Mesolithic period was the Middle Stone Age. We were just developing very earliest parts of prehistory, where we were developing as humans, as Homo sapiens too, so we weren't any other kind of hominin at that time. And there are some implications for this that I feel like are mentionable. So if you want to start it off,
what part are we at?
go down.
Okay, because I had notes for like the dogmas, but wait,
we're getting off track. Okay, let's go back to the dogma.
I'm just slightly confused. DJ Coco's scrolling around on our notes.
Oh, we're here. Sorry, everyone.
It's okay. I just had like a few little points about...
Yeah, no. I missed that entire part. I just saw the next page.
How evolutionary science and theory is kind of built on past assumptions that continue to be strengthened by the current science. So one of these things that I learned about was the theory of sociobiology by Wilson, and it's called the New Synthesis, but this was around in the 70s. A lot of critiques came to this theory of evolutionary biology as reductionist, biologically determinist, the naturalistic fallacy, which is interesting. The naturalistic fallacy is deriving ought from what should be and is. Like, it's observing how we act and not just being like, oh, this is how it is. It's like, this is how we should act because this is how we are acting. In a way, it's kind of circular reasoning, but He argued in this article that the division of labor developed with men hunting and women gathering, like DJ Coco has been mentioning. And this difference in biology caused a lot of differences in mating strategies, where women are prioritizing resources and men are prioritizing youth, which is interesting because this difference normally disappears in societies that are egalitarian. Mm. And he was trying to convince people that it was strictly biological, and that I think we see this so much nowadays too, is that this discourse around women and men and sex and like who is actually up for it and who's not, who's more pursuing it and who's being pursued. But there's been studies about university students, basically there's like this, and there's an attractive like confederate who's like, oh, do you want to like go back to my room with me? And there's all these men are like saying yes, let's go, and like women are like no. But another study done on bisexual women, like most women are going with other women, so it could be like a terms of like safety thing too. But overall, this category of evolutionary theory justified male dominance a lot and perpetuating the status quo and inequalities. And that was like a pretty, you know, controversial theory, but there's a lot of acceptance at the time, and still it's continued to be built upon. And another example of kind of like this bias in the field is in 2023, concerning the Paleo Indian Gordon Creek burial. This was in the original article we were talking about, but they had cited this article by Bree Ternitz et al. And there was a quote from it saying, since the burial was determined to be female, the inclusion of a projectile point preform has been difficult to explain. If the artifact had been used as a knife or a scraper, typically women's tools, then its inclusion with the burial is a more consistent association. So we can see that like the consistent association is they want it to be in line with what they have always found in the past, and using induction as evidence, which is assuming future events will be the same as what has happened in the past, and this confirmation bias to, you know, kind of justify the place of women in history. And this is happening in 2023. So there are definitely issues within the science and within, you know, kind of everywhere. It's not just the science where there are these scientific flaws that are not going super examined.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've got to definitely look into our methodology of research in general, because it's so critical that we must train researchers to create and produce quality research and try to minimize bias. We can't ever eliminate it because we all inherently are biased. But yeah, it has influenced a lot of everything. It has influenced everything, including everything with, you know, this female hunting gathering hypotheses that have happened. There was another theory as well that rose to mention as well or written by the anthropologist Richard B. Lee and Irene DeVore, called Man the Hunter, which is the thing that really started this whole Man the Hunter hypothesis in 1968. This is the same idea where they made their data, but after looking at it now for researchers, they see that they've ignored evidence in their own data and their interpretations at the time. So some of the things that they've said, I mean, at the time I think they were more okay with it, but it feels silly looking at it now. They actually argued that hunting is what drove human evolution, and that only men evolved, and the women were merely passive beneficiaries.
Wow.
I was like, whoa, go, wow. Oh, okay, we can just sit back on our wheelbarrow over here and just, they evolve and we don't.
Like, who let that get published, too?
What, in 1960? I'm like, oh my gosh. But, mm-hmm. You know, we can cut them some slack because we only recently even found out that evolution was a thing two decades ago, so I guess they're all just throwing out ideas there. Yeah. But it's interesting to look back and think of how far we've gone, at least to this point, and how much farther we need to go.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's all of our
that was our dogma section.
For that section. We've already accidentally went into the pop culture because I'm looking at, I was looking
okay,
at
that, page. Yeah, I see where you were talking now.
Yeah, and we'll go into the implications. Now, this is what I was trying to, I just skipped that whole page. Apologies for everyone. So, you can, DJ Star, you want to?
Okay, what are the implications of early females as hunters? And this is just if we're operating under that is true, that there were kind of more equal roles within the past for female hunters and male hunters. So for what I think is that contemporary gender roles and the oppression that's based on the on this division is likely not of biological origin. And this is, you know, kind of a bold claim because just because they were buried with, you know, hunting tools and both genders hunted, we can't assume how they interacted with one another. But we can see that perhaps the gender roles were not quite as rigid as they might even be have been maybe like 20, 30 years ago. I kind of want to comment on this idea of a high value woman is something me and DJ Coco kind of talked about.
Yeah,
and
I have problems with this.
Yeah, nowadays it's kind of seen as this, how would I describe a high value woman? Like,
it would be like
very kind of like virginal or like chastity.
You have to be beautiful, first of all. Mm-hmm. That's first thing. Yeah. Like, you got to be beautiful. You've got to have a banging body. It's like,
there you go. Like,
you've got to have cooking skills. You've got to be able to be good with kids. You've got to be smart. You've got to be everything that's possible. I think high value now is also surpassing just the traditional place, but also the modern woman as well. Like, you have to do everything well. Dress well. You know, have a great loving relationships and it's just that idea that you're better than other humans in some way that we subjectively rank you.
Yeah, and it is kind of like an exaggeration of traditional gender roles at the same time. Like, yes, you have to be everything, but in a sense that probably doesn't threaten your partner, right? So in my mind, this kind of changes the definition of a high value woman, this research, because in the past, a high-value woman would have been like a multifaceted member of the community who can caretake, who can hunt, who can gather. And that's also kind of doing it all, but in a way that is, you know, a bit more well-rounded and necessary, I guess, for the community. Mm-hmm. And as well, I think just finding out that early females could have been hunters is kind of calls to the androcentrism that we were talking about, which is centering male perspectives and representation, where crucial information has been overlooked about the human race, and sexism and misogyny has somewhat shaped a lot of the literature that is supposed to be scientific. So science is never unbiased. We have to critique it based on where the authors and the researchers are coming from as well.
Exactly, because we are talking about evolution pretty much of the patriarchy and how it's supported for majority of men to do science in most of our era that we could do science. So of course their opinions and perspectives are going to be dominating in the research that is published out there. It is changing, which is good, but it's good to be mindful.
Yeah, and a lot of it is up for interpretation in terms of the science too, like evolutionary science. You know, there's a lot of theories, there's a lot of guessing, there's a lot of interpretation, so that's also really leaves a lot of space for those kinds of biases to get through.
Mm-hmm. Even for the earlier example, specifically for the burials that they found in the past, where they said that, you know, oh no, just males are buried with tools. But they did find female burials, but with tools. But they always dismissed them. They always just said, oh, you know, they were killed by this tool, and they put them there. Or, like, they were given the tool. Like, we're not actually saying that they hunted. We're just trying to use our bias before being like, oh, no, it's just because of that.
Yeah.
And that's a thing to watch out. And they noted that. Anyways, this will definitely need a second episode where we'll go into... This would need like 4 or 5 episodes. But yeah. After the agriculture,
this could be a show.
This could be a whole show. That will be for another time, because that would be way too much information in 1 hour. But I think that's the major gist we wanted to give. Is there any final comments?
I mean, there is this evidence of early females as hunters, but we have also found counter evidence for this article. So mm-hmm. I haven't yet found counter evidence, but I'm sure it's in the works right now. There's always like an open discussion on these kinds of things. But yeah, that's all I have to say on it right now.
Not even mentioning the counter evidence.
Should we mention it? Like, I thought we were going to do that on a different episode.
Yeah, well, you can stay tuned for the counter evidence next episode. But
there was some methodological issues with how that research was mm-hmm. conducted that they, you know, highlighted in the counter evidence.
Yeah, I think the next episode will have to be the counter evidence episode. But we'll get into that next week. So thank you so much for tuning in. We're going to end it off with maybe one or two more songs if we have time.
Mm-hmm.
But this will be the end of us talking for the hour. So, yeah, hope to see you and... Or not see you.
We're on radio.
You know, I think my brain's just stopping at this point. Like, I can't even hear you, like... Okay.
Can you not hear me?
No. I mean the person listening, like, they can't. What do I mean? I'm going to hear them.
Hopefully,
like,
nobody's listening.
I hope you hear me next week. That's what I'm trying to say. Oh, God. Okay, you start talking before I
Okay,
go
so
on.
Next up is Lynn's open mic at 7 p.m., followed by Vancouver at 7 p.m. At 8 p.m. No, I can't. I don't think I'm going to save us from this. But anyway, thank you for tuning in. Hopefully we'll have it together a bit more next week. This is Holy Rollers by Shauna Cleveland and the Sandcastles.
Enjoy and see you.
See you.
spider in my bedroom. I think I killed it.